Okay, we'll continue down the list with KD8PAZ Mini and Standby NAKPR. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KC8YBF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all you guys on the net here. It's good to hear everyone in here. And you're right, Ron. It is Riverside Family Restaurant on Midland Road. I looked it up in the phone book just to make sure, so you have got it right there. Anyway, I put up another couple of things for Christmas. I got a blow-up cardinal that my granddaughter bought me, so I put that up, and then I got another thing that shows Santa Claus and his sleigh and reindeer that shines up on the house. So other than that, I got all my lights up that's going to go up this year. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, mine I got up last week. So I think, what was it, Wednesday I picked up the last string of lights that I needed. Somehow I came up short of string for one of the bushes, and I had to go up to Menards. Friday I stopped up there and picked up another string of lights, and later in the afternoon after all the hoopla was done, and got those put on Friday. So yeah, all of mine are up that are going to go up this year. I got a bunch more up in the attic that really has no place to go anymore. So it's as good as it's going to get for this year, and that's good because the weather is cold. And of course, with the cold weather, my car I've been having some problems with. It's time for a new battery, and of course, it never lets you know until we get a cold snap like this. And twice I've gone out to start it because I haven't drove it in a few days, and it wouldn't start. So it's back on the battery charger tonight. I will attempt to get it started tomorrow. If it works, I'll take it to work and back. And it's Friday. I've got Friday off from work. I'll be out to the stores to buy a new battery. Unfortunately for that car, it's not a simple task as some of the old ones were. I have to remove some support structure underneath the hood. There is a circuit breaker box that's underneath there for fuses and breakers. I have to remove the cover and then unbolt the breaker box from the body of the vehicle. I have to try and push that out of the way. And then my cooling hoses are also in the way. So it is a tough struggle to get that battery out of it. If they would have gave you an inch in either direction, it would have come right out. But they crammed it in so much. And in summer, it's a little easier because the hoses are flexible. In the winter, it's going to be a bear to get it out and to get the new one in. So that's my task. Again, that'll be Friday in the driveway in the cold, hopefully at least to get a little sun and not too much wind. But that's my Friday project morning to replace the battery. All right, next up on the list, we go to Frankenmuth, NAKPR, standby NADUI. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on that. Don't you love engineers, Ron? They're not mechanics, they're engineers. They just got to make it fit. And mechanics got to figure out how to get it out. Oh, God, I hate that stuff. But that's what they do. Well, Thanksgiving went down to St. Louis, Missouri, to my daughter that lives down there, and my other daughter lives in Cleveland, Ohio. Her and her family went down there also, and so we had Thanksgiving down there. And since everybody was together, my daughter that lives in St. Louis there hired a photographer to take family pictures. So I had to do that on Friday, and it was cold. It wasn't any warmer there than it was here, so it was cold. And we left on Saturday. My one daughter that lives in Cleveland, she left on Friday. We left on Saturday, and it actually snowed in St. Louis, too, but we got out before it started snowing there. But we did hit some snow in Michigan, but the roads are just damp. Then today, I figured, well, okay, the leaves are reasonably dry. I'll do my last thing around the yard and pick up all the leaves, and I got basically all the leaves picked up, 95% of them. Yeah, I was going to just pick up some stragglers and then cut the front of the yard a little bit lower than I normally do. But my belt broke, and I don't know what happened there. I just bought it in the springtime, so maybe I got something else going on. Normally, they last 5, 6, 7 years. but whatever, it broke, so either I gotta, I think I'll wait for a warm day and tear it apart and buy a new one, put it back in there and maybe finish the job up, but if not, I got springtime, I gotta wait till the spring, but that's it for this round. Back to net control, sending KPR.
All right, Bob, yeah, it always seems like things like that break or go wrong when you need it. For me, like I said, at least I got things picked up. I did get the battery taken out of the riding lawnmower, so that's in the basement here for the winter. That was my last task out there, so basically everything outside is buttoned up at this point, waiting for whatever Mother Nature brings us. I just hope it doesn't bring what Gaylord got. They got, at one point, one thing I seen, they got like 28 and a half inches on the ground. It came basically all in one day. I know there's more snow squalls that are coming off the lakes. The thumb was supposed to get it tonight. Wind was supposed to change. They're supposed to get 3-4 inches along the coast of the thumb tonight, plus still what's coming off Traverse City, Cadillac, Gaylord, up Petoskey and all that area up there is getting it. They said all of the ski runs are open, so all of the ones up north there that are in that area are open for business with a nice base, and it's kind of like, well, for November, it's good for them. They're in those snow belts, and they're there for a reason, I guess, because they do get it. All right, next up on the list, we have NADUI, and then we'll take another break. Go ahead, Tom.